And it's a familiar name, and I just can't call it. Coach Lady's name, they call him Whitey. Whitey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him Pex and Crackles, but this is still another name, and I can't call it. Peck and Crackle. And of course, the lady's name, I think, Whitey, I believe, what his name? Coined that name. Started there. Oh, Stoker. I believe Stoker started the name Whitey. But I have nothing back to call it. But it's a name, too. But Cracker and Peck, I know those two.
Yeah. Well, that's, if you think of it later on, you can tell. That pretty well covers it, anyway, I guess. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully.
Well, if his young son broke, you know, we wouldn't say, probably wouldn't be angry.
That's what I was getting at, whether you say angry or mad or riled or how you express it.
I wouldn't say he got angry, I'd say he got riled about it, because maybe he wouldn't just exactly get angry with his son, being his son.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
beaten.
Okay.
Bushed.
Okay. The principal at school sent a child home early because the child was bad. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
was ill.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, we say he feels sick.
Nauseated. I mean, we're sick.
Feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
A noisy celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease. What would that be called? Get back to my mind.
Okay, that's another one for me, like the grassy strip. I just don't have a name for it.
I don't either.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what's going to get you?
Nope. Well, we say the goblin, and some say the boogeyman.
Now, would the boogeyman be the same thing as the devil?
That would mean the same as the devil.
How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to.
That you have to get from one place to another.
You might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Walk. What have you said?
Yeah, or what?
A carrot.
Okay.
Carrot this very far.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its 4 feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
A turtle.
Okay. And what would you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
Let me see. It's called a terrapin, I believe, a terrapin.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
You mean in comparison with the hog?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so. Now, the cow has a tripe. That's similar to the